Welcome to the Franchise Freedom Podcast, where you can escape the corporate trap through franchise ownership. Here's your host, Giuseppe Grammatico, the Franchise Guide.
Welcome to the Franchise Freedom Podcast. I'm your host, Giuseppe Grammatico, your Franchise Guide, the show where we help corporate executives experience time and financial freedom. Thanks for joining us today. This is exciting. This is our final part of the series. They ask, you answer. So far, what do we cover? We covered price and investments and reviews and comparisons and things like that, as well as the best, what is the best franchise. And today we will finalize the series with the common problems and concerns you'll experience with researching a franchise. And this is a great one. This is a great one to kind of, you know, finish off the series, because it's the concerns that hold people back and maybe not even starting the due diligence. It's the overwhelm and things like that. So we're going to dive in. We're going to cover a few areas today. So, you know, I talked about this a while back, but when you're, you know, looking at business ownership, you have to come to the realization that there's always going to be a risk in any business. And, you know, we're always in whatever we're doing, we're investing in a business, stock market, in anything, real estate, we want to look for ways to minimize the risk. Never be zero risk, but we want to minimize it. And number one, we figure out if a franchise is even a good fit. We're not looking at brands, and that's where the overwhelm comes in. We're just looking at, you know, are you okay following a system? Are you okay, you know, paying a franchise fee and having something turnkey where you can run with the playbook, the blueprint, you know, the support and utilize the support systems of a franchise company. So you do things in steps, and what I see people doing, and what I did was I started looking at brands, and not even certain, the fast food brands and the brands that we see every day on the highway on the way to work, and not really sitting back and figuring out if I truly wanted a franchise. It was just the thing that we saw, the signs, the flashy ads and things like that. So, you know, when you take a step back to say, okay, I do realize what a business is. How do I mitigate the risk? And by mitigating the risk, we're looking at a franchise system, proven system, concepts and everything in place. Then we look at, you know, the ideal business via the characteristics that we talked about. The investment range needs to be in line. It needs to be a role that you're going to enjoy doing. No fads. We want a sustainable business here. We're going to look at the area, the location of the actual business itself. We're going to look at the staff. If you don't want a large staff, do we look at contractors? Do we just look at a smaller staff? Do we want to be at a brick and mortar location? So it's really, you know, when I tell people with concerns, I say, put all the concern aside, because we don't even have a business in mind, and list out, you know, everything that you want in a business. And let's list out the concerns. Can I lose money? Sorry to tell you this. Yes, you can absolutely lose money in a franchise and in a startup. But also, what can you make? There's two sides to that. And we want to look at the opportunity itself. What can that opportunity create? The opportunity can create time freedom as well. It can create the time where you can be home every day and not be commuting 5 hours like I did into New York City daily. So, you know, what are the things you're looking to create? So I think once you break down, you know, what the business looks like, a franchise is a really easy process, to be completely honest. You know, a franchise will lay out, you know, in the first 3 to 4 phone calls, you know exactly what the franchise is, what they offer, your role in the business. You'll have a call just on the pro forma. So you'll know, you know, roughly based off data from the existing franchisees, what the investment range will be, pro forma, what you can potentially make in the business, what are potential break-even numbers, how many members do I need? You know, or customers do I need to break even on a monthly basis? So you'll have all that. You know, unlike a startup, it's more of an idea. But with a franchise, you'll have the second stage. You'll get to speak and validate with existing franchisees. Speak with them. What did you like? What didn't you like? The $1 million question, knowing what you know today, would you do it all over again? Such a powerful question to ask anyone. And the advantage you'll have with the franchise is that you'll have all this data, you know, bundle up in the FDD. You'll get to look kind of behind the scenes as what their marketing and training looks like, call centers, anything, you know, that they're offering via support. you get to speak with the franchisees, and then finally you get to meet in person with the franchisor, the founder, the CEO, I say the C-suite of people, along with other people looking at the exact same franchise, and really get the experience that maybe go to a location and experience that, you know, whether maybe it's a gym or a massage type of a franchise, and you get to go there and actually experience a few different classes. So, you know, the fear are losing money. Yes. But how do you protect yourself? And you protect yourself by going all in, you know, not necessarily being full-time in the business, but doing your due diligence and going in with the mindset that how quickly am I going to scale, put goals in place of, you know, when you expect to, you know, first take a paycheck. Maybe your goal is just growth, and you're looking to invest all the profits back into the business via marketing, you know, via staff, via equipment, via, you know, future location. So, and that's really, you know, where I see people is that they, you know, they don't realize a franchise has all that information bundled up. Guess what? You know, the staff at the franchise company get the exact same questions day in, day out. It's very rare that a question comes up. I'm not saying it doesn't, but it's very rare that they've never heard of. So they're able to efficiently answer those questions. They can back it up with data. You know, we have 10 franchisees. We have 100 franchisees. This is typically kind of, you know, what it costs in an investment and what they're making. So they can give you examples. Does that guarantee that's going to be your investment and take home? Absolutely not. But it's going to give you guidelines and ranges, and they're going to give you averages. This is the average investment. This is the average of what a territory generates. I always say, well, you consider yourself average. So you want to take that into consideration, how much time you're putting in. I said, it's always, you're going to be putting a lot more time in the beginning to build that staff. You know, taking a look, well, I heard so much about franchising. Well, that's, you know, I heard franchises, you don't own the entire business, or they can take the business back. These are all, you know, fine to ask and for us to review. And yes, can you lose a franchise? Absolutely. Does it happen often? No. Is it rare? Yes. What would it take for someone to lose their franchise? I talked about this years ago. It would be some extreme things. If you are behind on royalty, or you're not following the system, you know, your franchise doesn't just get taken away from you. A call goes out, an email, a letter, giving you time to rectify. You know, the whole point of owning a franchise is to follow a system. So I don't consider that negative in any way. It's just a way to really protect the brand and the system overall. So if you have no intention on following the system, very simple, don't buy a franchise. You know, you can also do the same business via a startup, and obviously not reap the benefits of a franchise system. How do I get there? That's been figured out by the franchise company. It's really figuring out, do you want to go and hire yourself and create these freedoms with the realization that it's not going to happen overnight? Those are the questions to be had. Jotting questions and concerns down is extremely helpful. It reduces that overwhelm. That overwhelm sometimes doesn't allow you to think clearly. You kind of just give up on saying, oh, there's too many things to consider, I'm not going to do it. Well, you know, we're not getting any younger here. And as years go on, you know, I have people coming back to me and saying, you know, I've been looking at business for the past 10 years, didn't know where to start. I totally regret not pursuing business ownership sooner. I just didn't have a starting point. And that's where someone like myself can assist. I wrote a book, Franchise Freedom, it's my exact blueprint of how I went about it. And it just talks about the things to be put in place, the teams to be put in place, how to go about your research, the order to do things, and crucial stuff, because I think we just get so excited about the end product, we forget, you know, the starting point. You know, why are we doing this? Do I even have the funds and the funding options available to pursue this opportunity? And knowing that opportunity is not always going to be there via a certain brand or territory. So we want to be open to ideas and things like that. So, the worry and concern, absolutely normal. And that's what I help people with. My job is not to talk people into franchising. It's to educate people on, you know, these are the misconceptions on franchising. These are the realities and absolute benefits. Not every brand is built the same. So the best we can do is guide you through experience, guide you through suggestions with due diligence, what to be doing, not to skimp on any of the areas. Like I've heard people, you know, spend hours and weeks on end researching directly with the franchise company and only speak with one franchisee. Unless they only have one franchisee, I think it's a huge mistake. I recommend speaking with multiple franchisees and getting on group calls and pre-recorded calls and things like that. But once you list things out, you know, you know, the anxiety is going to be all kind of handled and goes away once you do the research. So when people tell me, well, I'm so anxious, I don't know, and there's a million ideas going through my head, I don't know if this is a good fit, and you've had one call with a franchise company, I'm going to say, absolutely. You know, you don't have any information to base anything on right now. You know, we don't even have a copy of the franchise disclosure document typically after the first call. So it's going to take, you know, the second call is going to be diving into financials, and a good franchisor is going to map out their process. The third call, you may receive the franchise agreement, you know, not have time to review it, but maybe you go through territory mapping and management. The fourth call, when you had time to review the agreement, they're lengthy, you're going to be going over the franchise disclosure document. And each call has an agenda, you know, and a good franchise, a responsible franchise company will have an agenda. And then in that agenda, there's going to be overflow. Like, hey, we didn't talk about this on the last call, or these are some questions and concerns. So, you know, I always say you get motivated, that anxiety gets reduced by doing the work, doing the research, not just assuming, you know, you're going to make a decision after the first call. It's going to take three, four, five calls with the franchisors, the same amount with the franchisees, physically going out and visiting a franchisor. And then the anxiety level starts coming down because you're making a bigger thing out of it without having any actual information to work off of. A franchisor's website gives you general information, but it doesn't go into, you know, the average day in a life. It doesn't help you put together a pro forma. You know, you're not talking to franchises. You may see some testimonials, but that's about it. So I think and all this is, see if a business is the right fit. And if you want that structured process and that blueprint, you know, that franchise company is offering you, and then do the work. You know, talk with, I always recommend if you're working with me or you're doing it on your own, speak with three franchise companies that check off all the boxes, all the characteristics you're looking for. Once you get educated and know the differences there, talk to three companies that are all different, that can compare and contrast a B2C opportunity, a B2B opportunity. Maybe and those opportunities are home-based service, and maybe there's an opportunity that's a retail, brick and mortar, completely different animal, right? It's a larger investment, taking you a lot longer to get up and running. But compare and contrast those, because you'll start to learn, like, what are the differences? What are the areas I prefer, the key characteristics I really enjoy and really prefer in a business? And that way, that is going to start to melt away the anxiety and the fear and things like that. So, having that strong enough why, which is essentially the reason that you're doing this, if that reason is you hate corporate America, you want to take control, and we'll start very basics, time and financial freedom. A business could absolutely do that, but it's going to take some soul searching as to, you know, letting the family know kind of what you're up to and getting everyone on board, doing that research and not skimping and not rushing the process. If you feel a franchisor is rushing you through, that's a red flag. In some cases, it may be there's a couple people looking at the same area. So you have to decide, well, can I, spend extra time during the week if I have a full-time job doing the due diligence? No one can make that decision aside from you, but it's my role to really kind of set the expectation of, you know, what things look like and kind of what my role is and how I'm able to assist. But no one can make those decisions except for you. So fears, you know, the worry and things like that. As I mentioned, not every franchise is built the same, but also each franchise in the same industry can be completely built differently. You know, one is geared towards semi-absentee working on the business and networking, being the we call it the mayor of the town, and the other one can be more full-time, same exact industry where you're actually doing the work, you're doing the fertilization of the lawn, or you're fixing the irrigation system for the homeowner. So completely different roles in the exact same industry. So you know, you really need to get industry specific and just say, well, if that, if this one is not available, if this brand is not available, I'm going to go to option B. You need to make sure that option B is set up the same way as option A, as far as the role, the investment, and, you know, your time frames to get open and things like that. Some will require you to have a warehouse day one, a flex space, an office and a warehouse. Option two may just be, hey, you know, it's optional down the road, but you can run this from home. So some people are more comfortable with that, having, you know, given the option to expand in a space. So, you know, education, the work, the phone calls is what it's going to take. If you're not willing to do that, then I would advise not buying or getting into business ownership. Because if you don't have time for the due diligence, how are you going to have time to run that business? So, you know, put the odds in your favor, get specific on the business itself. The anxiety will melt away. You'll feel a lot more confident. Again, we're stacking as much as we can in our favor, but you know, I think the long game is sustainability. We don't want the fads. We don't want the businesses that, okay, I'm gonna suck it up and I don't really like doing sales, or I don't really like managing a large team, but I'll suck it up. Well, you know, this is the long game. You know, this is a 5, 10, 15 plus year franchise agreement. So you want to make sure this is sustainable. You can see yourself in the role. And if you don't see yourself in the role, figure out the multiple roles. Maybe certain things could be taken off your plate by your general manager, by your salesperson, or by someone else, you know, at the franchise. So, you know, we've covered all five areas in general terms, because that's the way I coach every single person I work with. I don't believe in best franchises. I believe everyone has a specific circumstance, a specific situation. It's my job to open up your eyes and, you know, to all the opportunities and show you the differences, you know, things, you know, for example, growth strategy. I would say 9 out of 10 people don't even think about it. They, you know, what's the difference in growing a brick and mortar kind of real estate type of business to growing a home-based service business, like a cleaning business or a painting business? So it's my job to really educate you on all those options, so you can come to the conclusion as to the areas that interest you more versus others. I hope this was helpful. Again, you know, thanks Marcus Sheridan for being on the show a while back for the book, They Ask, You Answer. For any other small business owner, if you're looking for a content strategy, you can literally create you know, your annual plan based off this strategy, and you can get into more specifics and more detail. I know Marcus came from the pool business, so he talked about the benefits of vinyl, the pros and cons of a vinyl liner versus a concrete pool and things like that, you know, in ground versus above ground, all that kind of stuff. So that's getting very, very specific. In the franchise world, you know, every brand is unique in and of itself. So I hope you enjoyed the series. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Thanks for your feedback. Thanks for your comments. We've already received some comments from the first episode. So keep us posted. If there's an update you want on a certain topic, a question you have, we definitely can answer that. If it's not long enough for the show, we'll answer that via a social media post. And I'll respond to you directly. So thanks again for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. And until next time, talk to you guys soon. See ya.
Thanks for tuning in. If you want to learn how to make the transition from corporate to owning your franchise, join Giuseppe on the next episode. You can also follow on all social media platforms and achieve financial and time freedom today.